Praise the Lord, everybody. Can y'all hear me? God does wonderful works. He is awesome. Amen. Let's give God some hand praise for our new sound system. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I came here to bless the Lord this morning. Anybody else come to bless the Lord? Look at somebody next to you and say, neighbor, come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless
the Lord with me.
Yeah, yeah. Come on and bless
the Lord with me.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord with me.
Now say hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap
your hands with me.
Come on and clap
your hands with me.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands with me.
Now say hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap
your hands with me.
Come on and clap
your hands with me.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands with me.
Now say hallelujah.
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 Here we go. Come on and wave your hands with me. Come on and wave
your hand with me.
Come on and wave
your hand with me.
Wave your hands.
Wave your hand with me.
Now say hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Come on and wave your hands with me. Come on and
wave your hands with me.
Come on and wave
your hands with me.
Wave your hands.
Wave your hands with me.
Now say hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, amen. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be in the service? Come on, anybody glad to be in the service? Listen, he didn't have to let you live. But I don't know about you, I'm glad to be in the service.
Yeah, it's working. I'm just messing with you. I got to laugh out of everybody this morning. It's working. Just glad to be in this service one more time. When they said, come unto the house of the Lord, I was glad about it. Just thinking back, how through the week the Lord kept me safe through all harms and dangers. The Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. And that's what, when we're blessed to come into his house on this Sunday morning, or either on any of the Lord's morning that he allows us to be alive and awake in. It's a day of Thanksgiving. I was thinking last night, doing a little meditation over what few words that I would offer up in leading into our communion service. And by not any means am I here to deliver a sermon, a homily, anything of that sort. That's not what I'm called to do. Amen. The Lord has embraced me to be his child. Absolutely. So I just speak the words that he has given me to speak and to share with you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And a scripture that I happen to open up to is coming from Luke, it had, at any given time, special convictions to me. And the subtitle was, Do Not Worry. Well, this morning I didn't bring any worries with me, but I can't honestly say that I haven't had any worries. But the Bible gives us clear instructions on how to deal with worry. And when we are exemplifying worry, we are not putting enough trust in Him. Okay? We are not permitting Him to carry out the plans that He has for our lives. Lack of trust, if you will. The Bible says, Then Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than birds? Who are you by worrying can add one single hour to his life? Worrying doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't make it right. Since you can't do that, this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, and is thrown into the fire, how much more will He clothe you, O ye of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all these such things, and your Father knows that you need in need of them. God's word for God's people. Amen. On every occasion that we have to participate in the celebration of the Lord's Supper, the scripture speaks to us and it says, Who has believed our message, and to whom is the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty and majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his presence that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed and made whole. God's word for God's people. Yeah. On the night that our Savior was betrayed, before going to Calvary, he had taken bread and he blessed it, saying, This is my body broken for you. Let us eat together. And in the like manner, when he had taken the cup and blessed it, said, This is the blood in the New Testament. For as often as you do this, you show forth my death, burial, and resurrection until I come again. Let us drink together. Now put your hands together for the sacrifice of our Lord. Ushers, if those are those in the rest of you, you may allow them in at this time.
smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Why don't you help me say, God has, oh Lord, smile. He has said,
God doesn't give you chances. He gives you opportunities.
Ha.
And there's a distinction. Opportunities are right now and overflowing. No matter where you are, what you're doing, He gives you opportunities because God is God all by Himself. Chance may come, chance may go. But God gives you opportunities when He wakes you up in the morning. When you know that you're clothed in your right mind. When you're able to put one foot down in front of the other. These are opportunities for God to express His favor and love to you. My brothers and my sisters, we have this opportunity that God has given us this one more Sunday morning to come before His throne of grace with thanksgiving and praise. I've got my story, and I'm sure you've got mine. My story needs be nothing but praise and gratitude for God bringing me a mighty long way. So this morning, Lord, we thank You. We thank You, dear Lord, enjoying the physical presence of a healthy body. We thank You, Heavenly Master, that You gave us a mind to come out this morning just to praise You and to lift up high and holy hands. We thank You, Heavenly Master, that You kept us through a toilsome week, through many dangers, toils, and snares along the way. But Your grace was sufficient. You kept the angels that You put charge over around and about us. You made our enemies behave. You kept our family, friends, and loved ones saved. And Lord, You just gave us a mind to realize that You are our strength and our stay. We thank You, Heavenly Master, for being the one that we're able to bring all our cares to. Your word says to cast all your cares upon You, that You care for us. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for the opportunity to sit at Your feet and to learn more about Your word. We thank You, Heavenly Master, for molding us and shaping us into Your image. We thank You, Heavenly Master, that You have not given up on us when You could have kicked us to the side. But Lord, will You have a purpose and a plan. The purpose was outlined before the foundation of the world. Our names are written into the Lamb's Book of Life. And we say thank You, Heavenly Master. Not by works or anything that we have done, but just because of Your unconditional and eternal love for us. We thank You, Heavenly Master, for leading, guiding, directing our lives. Lord, we just pray for Your presence right now that goes with us We thank you for your spirit that strengthens us. Lord, keep us always humble and available to you. Help us get out of the way of ourselves, dear Lord. Continue, Lord, to do the work that you have already done in our lives. Perfect us, establish us, and strengthen us and settle us in your word. It is in Jesus' name that we give thanks. Amen.
Sing of his love.
I had like 7 more worshipers that'll stand up in the house and just worship the Lord with us. Come on, say, Lord.
The sword of my strength.
Amen.
Of the song said, "You are." The source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. And then after all that, I'm gonna lift my hands in total praise to you. Y'all didn't hear me. And I'm gonna do a mic check. Test 1, 2. The song said, don't go nowhere. The song said, y'all sang. You are the source of my strength. Oh, y'all still ain't hearing me. You are the strength of my life. So if he is, that means we ain't. Somebody up in here today, because this is all you got is the right now, better recognize that if it had not been the Lord on your side, understand why y'all ain't getting it, but okay. So I'm gonna go over here and talk to my cousin. Now, Deacon Frank, the song said that he is. No. No. He is. He's the strength, and he's the source. So to me, Deacon Frank, that means that he's everything. I'm not gonna mess with y'all today, and I ain't gonna let y'all mess with me. No, not today. All right. Well, here we go. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you first and foremost for being God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord, for staying with us. Thank you, Lord, for sticking with us. Thank you, Lord, for being on this journey with us. Thank you, Lord, for every now and then, for your touch of mercy. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see what grace looks like. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to come to you as little kids, sitting at your feet, Lord, looking up to you and just being in awe at who you are. And right now, Lord, we just promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor that you so rightly deserve. We just thank you again, oh God, for this day that you've allowed us to see one more time. To be glad to be in the service and to understand that it was all about you and it will always be about you. We promise, oh God, to continue to love you the best we can. And it is in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. And amen. Okay, I have a disclosure this morning. Well, y'all laugh when I say that, because y'all know about what's about to happen, right? Yeah. So I want you all to know that my cousin and I have not had a conversation, okay, about anything that the Lord has delivered through him this morning in the homily, okay? And basically, the Holy Spirit has led me to expound on what he has already said. I was sitting over there telling Deacon Smith, I said, he just needs to get up off my piece of paper. Okay? And Deacon Smith agreed, and he said, well, yeah, after that homily, we can go home. It's like, okay. And we can, exactly. All right, I need you guys to turn to Proverbs 16. And Jeremiah 29, Proverbs 16, Jeremiah 29. And as you're turning there, I'm going to share a story with you. The weekend that we had the sub-zero temperatures, my word is frigid. Y'all remember that? We weren't nobody trying to go nowhere. Yeah. So my son, Sean, and my grandson, Caden, were coming into town that particular weekend. So they live in Florida. And they left Florida on... they left Florida on that weekend, I know. They left Florida on that Friday. Flight departed, Jacksonville, on time. They arrived in Detroit. Still ain't figured out how they do. Yeah, that's weird stuff to me. So they arrived in Detroit, and Detroit had snow. Detroit had snow, and they said we were gonna get snow, but we didn't get the snow that they said, but we had the cold. So needless to say, you know what happened, right? So the flight was delayed an hour, then 2 hours, then 3 hours, then 4 hours. And I keep getting the updated text saying, yeah, we've been delayed for another hour. Yeah, so it just went on and on and on. To needless to say, at about 11 o'clock that night, they decided to cancel it. So the purpose of them coming was to do a college visit in Illinois. So they were coming here and going to drive somewhere up around Peoria, Illinois, that Saturday. So they had to sleep in the airport overnight, and the next morning I woke up, text, and said, hey, what's going on? So the flight out, they had two flights out that next day. One was at 8 in the a.m., and yep, the other one was at 8 in the p.m. So I sat in my bed and said, okay, Lord, you know what's up. You know what's happening here. I don't know what's going on, but if it is your will, you know, can you let the brothers get on that a.m. flight? I'm just saying, you know, that way, that's a mother and a grandma's prayer, right? if it is your will, you know, I'm like, please, Lord, but again, but if it is your will. So I get the text, and as God would have it, they were able to make that flight. So in preparing for this, that came to mind. See, they had made plans. They had made plans, but God redirected what they thought was going to happen. See, they came with the intention or with the thought of thinking they were going to be going to have this college visit. They didn't know that they was just gonna come and hang out with me for the weekend. As a matter of fact, I didn't know that either. So all in all of that, I had plans. Oh yeah, the plans keep on going here. Oh, you know, we make plans on top of plans, right? So that weekend, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, well, they're going to take my car. It's going to be cold. Ooh, I'm going to get some stuff done. Yeah, he redirected all that, too. Okay, now I got people in my house that changed all that other stuff I was getting ready to do in my house because I'm feeling I need to entertain them. You know, some people just look for anything as an excuse to not do what they said they were going to do. They didn't care what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Right, but all of that got changed too. Okay, so now look at Proverbs 16. Mm-hmm. No matter what or how well we plan, we always end up where the Lord wants us, regardless of how it seems and it looks to us. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 16 and 9. The Amplified Version says, a man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure. The Good News Translation says, you may make your plans, but God directs your actions. God's plans trumps our own. Bidwist players, y'all get that. And our life will follow what he has planned, whether it aligns up with our plans or not. Right. Oh yeah, we make plans all the time. You know we do. But the reality is that these plans will only come to pass if it's God's will. And part of his plan for us. That's right. Yes. See, it can be hard sometimes to understand the reason why certain things happen to us, both good and challenging. But in those times, we need to consider and remember that there is a season for everything. The Bible tells us this in Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is a time for everything. a season, it says, for every activity. The King James says purpose under the heaven. As believers in the Most High God, saints of God, as Christians, we are and have been constantly reminded that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. Now, I told you all to turn to Jeremiah 29. I need you to go there for me. We're going to start at verse 11. We are constantly reminded. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Still looking at the Amplified Classic Version. It says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you," says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. He's thinking about you. He's got you on his mind. As Minister Wilson fondly says all the time, he's looking at you like you are his only child.
Hallelujah.
And then not only does he have you on his mind, he has a plan. He's not working it out. He's got one already. He ain't trying to figure it out. And this plan has been established before the foundation of the world. And these established plans are for your welfare, for your good, and your peace. In other words, you should have peace in knowing that it is not for your demise, but for you to be hopeful in what the final outcome will be. Again, know that everything is according to his plan, and y'all know what's coming next, and his purpose. When understood in context, we discover that the words of Jeremiah were spoken to a people in the midst of hardship and suffering, people who were likely desiring immediate rescue, like us sometimes. Right now, Lord, can you get me out? Okay, I'm not going to go there. But God's response is not to provide an immediate escape from the difficult situation. Rather, God promises that he has a plan to prosper you and them in the middle of the situation. For the children of God facing difficult situations today, we can take comfort in this passage, knowing that it is not a promise to immediately rescue you. Yeah, this is some thinking someplace else. It is not a promise to immediately rescue you or us from the hardship or suffering. Rather, a promise that God has a plan for our lives, and regardless of our situation or what we find ourselves in, he can work through that thing to prosper us and give us hope and a future. We can also find comfort in knowing that God promises to be there for us in these situations. In the verses that follow Jeremiah 29 and 11, it says that God proclaims through Jeremiah that when you call on me and come and pray to me, I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Look at that. Look at that. Y'all got your Bibles open, your phones open. Okay, look at verse 12. It says, then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed to you. It goes on to say, then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me. But when you're doing it as know and understand that it is as a vital necessity. And find me when you search for me with all your heart. Check this out. Check this out. See, he ain't leaving us alone. See, the Lord knows that we crazy. He knows. This ain't no secret to him. It may be to your neighbor, but it ain't no secret to him. Then again, your neighbor probably know too. They probably been suspect for a while. Please do. He hears us when we cry out to him. Even though, honestly, we sometimes think that he's got us on mute. Sometimes we do. We think he's got us on mute. Yeah, because it ain't nothing going on right now. He asked us to seek him, to look to him, make him a necessary part of your life. Not just sometimes, but all the time, knowing that he is with you in all of your circumstances and situations. Listen to this. Joshua 1 and 9 tells us to be strong and courageous. Y'all know that. It says, do not be frightened, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. No matter what the Lord has planned for you, whether he's revealed his plan or not, you are not alone on this journey. We have no reason to fear, but we should be excited to know that no matter what happens, the Lord is with us. Yeah. Hallelujah. My pages ain't turning, y'all. I'm sorry. When we think about circumstances and not so... uncomfortable situations that we find ourselves in, and looking at the fact that, you know, we understand that he is with us. It can sometimes be a little confusing as to why we are in these places and spots and ditches and times and predicaments and why all these shenanigans are going on around us, but we need to understand for real, that in all of that, he is with us. So. Even in knowing that, you know, some of us have a tendency to lean to our own understanding. I'm going to stop doing that. It's not some of us. I do. See, I know y'all got that. See, we know what's going on, how it needs to be fixed, and how long it should take for it to be fixed. The Bible tells us that his ways are not our ways. And it clearly stated that we sure enough don't need to be leaning on our own understanding. And you want to know why? Because we don't know nothing. We don't know no thing. We need to step up out of his business. Wait, and one of my favorite sayings is, and stay in your own lane. Okay, so show of hands. Anybody up in here know somebody or some people that whenever you share something with them, something that may be going on in your life, okay, that they immediately know what you should do? Show of hands. How you should do it, who you need to go talk to. Okay, if your hand's not raised, I see heads going. Anybody else in here know somebody that before you finish what you're about to say and telling them the situation, they already got the solution. And you didn't ask them for their input. Now I know this is me, not y'all. But some of them folk I know, yeah, we gonna keep it real again. I'll be thinking in my head, man, how you know? I don't even know what's going on. How do you know what's going on? I'm sorry, I just had to get that out. Now, if we say that we trust him, then it also should mean that we trust his plan. We should be good with his purpose for our lives, knowing that he who has begun the work will perform it. We'll do it. Didn't say we need to do it. It says he will. So our responsibility in this whole scenario is to believe that he will do what he said he will do. Then you need to stand down and keep your happy self out of it and watch God do his thing. Then we're going to talk about this other word, and I promise you we're going to be gone here in about 2 minutes. Ooh, that sound like. Who that sound like? Okay. That brings us to this R word. Yeah, that sometimes can be our kryptonite. It's rest. We say it. We sing it. We tell others, baby, just trust God. Wait on him. Wait on him. Wait and see what he gonna do. Then we turn around and we put on our worry hat. Some of us have a worry crown. And it's blinged all, I'm sorry. Y'all ain't praying for me. We are commanded to not be anxious for anything. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. The NIV says, don't be anxious about anything. The King James says, be careful for nothing. And the Amplified Version says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. In other words, if you're worried about something, just stop it. Rest in him, the one whose burdens are light, And this passage ends with, let your request be made known to God. And again, knowing that he knows the what, the how, and the when, that everything in our lives is supposed to happen.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 20:24 says, man's steps are ordered by the Lord. How then can a man understand his way? Romans 8:28 says, we are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. Psalms 32:8 says, I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will not only do that, but I'm going to counsel you. And I'm going to do that with my eye upon you. Today, my brothers and sisters, we just wanted to give you a simple reminder. God has a plan for you. Even though with things going on around us, sometimes ain't looking too good, please know that God is always in control. He knows our thoughts and is always guiding our steps. And it's when we truly grab hold of this, then we will experience that peace that you can't explain. It's beyond you to even understand why you have it. But now we know that it's because he's given it to you. Trust his plan. Trust his purpose. And remember to keep your happy self out of it. Amen and amen. Amen. Bow your heads with me. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for continuing to remind us that you got this. And all we need to do is rest in you. That you will give us the comfort that we need. You will provide everything that we need. You've got this, and you've got us. And we thank you for that today, Lord God. Well, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if there's someone here who has not given their life to Christ, you are being allowed that opportunity to do so at this time. You don't have to wait for the hair to stand up on the back of your head. You don't have to run and shout and scream. All you have to do is say, Lord, right now, Lord, I give my life to you. That's it. That is it. And then we welcome you into the body of Christ. Now, if there's someone here who would like to join this fellowship, there are cards in the back of the pews. You can complete that card. There is a box out in the vestibule that you can place it in, and there will be saints that will be more than happy to contact you and be excited for you to join this local fellowship. So again, oh God, as you continue to show us and teach us who you are, we ask that you always be glorified and magnified in our lives, Lord. Do what you do, even though we know that we don't have to give you permission. But we're going to submit to that will, to that perfect plan, and that perfect purpose that you have for us on this day and in our lives. Now, unto him who is more than able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior. Oh yeah, be all glory and all majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. We give you all praise and glory, Lord. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you. Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you more than anything.
Stand to your feet and lift your hands unto the Lord and tell him, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you more than anything.
Sing that one more time unto the Lord. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you. Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Are dismissed. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.